down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Well, I thought that you guys were ready to be starting, because when you called me, you were like, yeah. And I asked what time, you were like, well, now. And I was like, oh, well, okay, I figured you guys were already going
to be starting. There's always two times for the podcast. There's like when we tell people to show up, and then we get started 5 minutes later.
Yes. That's pretty much it. So anyways, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Kay. Jeff Kroll is here, and we have a host of guests. First off, Jenna's here. Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
Oh, that was the happiest she sounded in about an hour and a half.
She does sound great now.
Sad Jenna's here, but she's putting on her big happy voice. We have two new guests, people who have never listened to the show before, which I don't blame them. Who should we introduce first?
Let's start with Andy.
Andy's here. Andy from GoTag is here.
What up?
Oh, my goodness. Andy, you've been how long have you been playing football, man?
Professionally, just about 3 or 4 years, but recreationally since probably 07.
07, so basically invented summer. Football. Yeah. And you've been with GoTech for how long now?
Since birth and till death.
Right, no shit, I love it. But all right, so let's pretend people don't know how old you are when birth and death are. So when did like the team start? How'd you get started? Like, have you run the team the entire time?
Yes, I've run it the entire time. We think we started back in 09.
I think. They're so old they don't remember when it happened. I love
well,
that.
Well, if anybody knows us from our early days, like, we don't remember much of the early days.
Well, right, yeah, that's true.
We still do, but we're much more responsible now.
Why?
Because we're older.
Okay.
We've learned. Yeah, we kind of started as an offshoot of another team. I was playing here, actually, on a team called Budways, and I'm like, great people, but just want a little more control over having my friends on the team and doing what I'd like. So I started my own team, and it was the night before the season started. I'm like, I need a name. I got nothing.
I love this.
And I'm like, I need something fun, something that has to do with football, something fun, some football. And I'm like, I got nothing. And I played volleyball at Madai, and there's this kid on the team called Jason Goatsig.
Okay.
I don't know how or why or who started calling him Goatsack, but they did. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just taking it. And he doesn't know that. So he's probably not listening, but weird chance he is.
I hope this is how he finds out.
Someone gets it to him from Madai. Thanks.
There's not even a Madai anymore, so it's fine.
Oh, that's your point. That's gone. It was university.
So you guys are Goatsack. You didn't say hike, right? You just say Goatsack, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of go at Sack.
Go at
that. Saying go, because some people, they make you say something like that.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then I do have one question, because you guys always have cool jerseys. Did you have jerseys that were like colored a different version of the jersey? Is that what I've noticed before in the past?
Yeah, we've had a lot of
iterations of it.
Exactly. I had trouble saying that word, so I'm glad you did it.
I'm glad.
We had original, like, kind of our old school goat, then we had a new modern one, and cricket machines have been great, so we've kind of done our own now, and just all different color vinyls, and you know, we got our fabric markers, so we're calling them in here and there, but it's fun. We're making a brand out of it.
You're definitely a brand, that's for sure. I remember when you guys came over and it was like, all right, GoTech's gonna play. It's like, excellent, I know exactly who they are. Yeah. And I think I played you, like I said, once or twice back in like 2012 or something ridiculous. Yeah. You said you played one season here like 5 years ago?
Yeah, roughly. I think we were much younger then. We came over in D3, which was, we wouldn't even dream of that now, but I think we actually did decent then, but right. It was just one quick season. And
Because I only remember, you guys tried getting in during the COVID year, because after, like, Game On kind of waited to cancel the season, but it was too late, and that kind of sucked. But then there was always, like, rumors you might come over, and then you finally made the jump. Why'd you do that, anyway?
Well, a few reasons. We have a very large roster.
Yeah.
And it becomes something where it's, like, people know they're not going to play that often.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stinks to realize you're paying like $1,000 for a team for people that really are just there to hang out with their friends. And this became a lot easier to just pay a team fee versus everybody pays $80 individually. And that was part of it. Another part was just having a place where we could actually all hang out afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, despite, you know, a sponsor bar being half a mile away, you lose people.
Yes, of course.
We always say every time you get in the car, you know, you lose half your team right away, right?
Yeah.
They're like, well, I'm just going to go home and shower real quick. I plan to come back out, and then they don't.
Yeah, and we're not here to win. I mean, we're here to have a good time and hang out with friends. And if you lose half of them after you play, like, hey, dang it, but what's the point of being on my team? I want you here just to play football.
That's such a good attitude. That's like a great attitude for football.
It's also why we're like 2-5 and in division.
You're 3-4. What are you talking about? You just won two huge games. We'll get to it soon, but
we're not getting kids out of college or anything like that. You know, these are friends.
You got to recruit harder. Like, that's the problem.
I want to spend the next 5 hours of the day with. I don't want to just play a football game with because you're good at football and say, see you next week.
So speaking of your friends, then, I know you. That was the only person I knew ahead of time when I heard you were coming over. So why don't you tell me about your group of friends?
Oh, wow.
Talk about Goatsack. Tell about the players. Who's
this
good?
Stop at 7, you said. This is like 16 people. This is a long list. We've got a long list.
Look, I don't want to talk about the games I wasn't here for. So we'll talk about your team.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, top to bottom, your team's awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's funny. I'm thinking what holds the team back. I really am. I really stink as a quarterback. They just kind of, no one else wants to organize a team, so I get to do it. But no, it's great. I mean, our girls are awesome. Like, if any other team had our girls, they would easily win.
So I think you said before we started the podcast, you've been doing this for, was it 20 seasons, 21 seasons, something like that? Whatever it is, right? How many of them are originals besides yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question.
So we have one who's in more of a coach role now. She had an ACL injury during softball a couple years back, so she still comes and supports us. That's Heather. Then we have Dave and Adam, who are two regulars that were since day one on Goatsack. Probably even subbed once or twice on Budways.
Damn.
So they go way back. And then I would say there's probably like a group of 6 or 7 that came in about probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
That's awesome. A lifetime in football.
I know,
talk
it really is. It's crazy. That's awesome. Anything else about your team before we move on from that?
No. Just hope someone's listening because, you know, you guys are awesome. Appreciate you guys.
That is really cool. Wow. That was great. I think we ended the podcast there, right? There's nothing else.
Yeah, that's probably it. We don't need to talk about Heidi.
Oh, my God. Well, I got news for you. Did the podcast stop recording? That'd be amazing. I'll cry. It didn't. But it made me think it did.
That would have been tragic.
God, it was because...
Andy, can you say all that again?
Yeah, Andy. All right. Good practice right now. No, it's still going. But, man, I thought I fucked up. All right. So, Heidi, it's your turn. Beat that. Who are you? Where'd you come from?
She's been here for like 5 minutes. She's not going to have any of the stories that Andy has.
This is Jenna's fault for just throwing
She doesn't even know all our names.
Yeah,
I'm Joe, by the way.
I can listen to this podcast.
You're going to have to speak
right into that mic. Right into that mic.
Hello, I'm Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
I came from home today.
Nice. Have you ever played football before?
Nope.
How'd you get into football?
Jenna,
how'd you get her into football?
We worked together at Roswell, and we needed a girl for Not So Sticky, and I felt like her personality and vibes would just mesh really well with the team. So
it does. She fits in really well.
You look terrified. You're like doing like this, let's just keep smiling and get through it thing.
Except no one can see me smiling, so it's just like...
They can hear you smiling, believe me. Alright, so as somebody brand new to football, as opposed to somebody who's... the first person to ever play football.
Yes.
I really got both ends of the spectrum.
You
got
the least it's like the first ball.
It's like, yep. It's like, exactly. It's the two ends of the spectrum. How do you like your experience so far? Like, you like coming to the fields? Are you having a blast? Do you like the people you play with? It's okay
so
if you
far,
don't.
So far, so good. I didn't really come in expecting anything because, you know, I've never really...
Except the Huggy Bombs.
Yeah, the Huggy Bombs. I was promised. Did
pretty much part of the contract.
They were a wonderful halftime thing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun. I was really nervous to first start because I didn't really play football before. I'd watched the games but never got, like, excited by it. Mm-hmm. So,
have you played any sports before?
I ran track, so not a lot of ball sports. Just
running still counts, right?
Yeah, I did a lot of running.
It's more than I do. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do any. That's why I play quarterback.
Exactly.
She also has been playing, like, phenomenal, too. She did get 2 sacks on both plays that would have been interceptions for Jeff Kroll. So,
I remember. She has personally robbed me of 2 interceptions this year, which is great.
So
she has been doing really well, actually. Yeah.
That's amazing.
What do you mean? I don't run. I don't straight up. I don't move.
She happens to catch. There. She literally gets a sack every time Jeff goes to catch a pick. So it honestly
kind of works.
2 for 2.
Thank you. That's actually better that you're stealing interceptions from Jeff, who could be having his best statistical season of all time on defense. But no, you took it away from him.
Sorry.
Anything else? Okay, so somebody like new to the league and stuff, is there anything that, maybe this is too early of a question for you because you haven't played enough, but is there anything you would change that you're like, this is weird for like a new person, or is there something that we could do as like a league to make like the onboarding process for somebody brand new to the league, like make them feel more welcome, or something that like maybe you didn't understand that maybe the rest of us just take for granted because we played for a billion years?
Honestly, no. I think everybody was like super welcoming. It was easy to like find where to go. There was excellent communication with like, you know, the team members. Like there were group chats popping off the minute I signed up for it.
That's because you have a good captain. Yeah. Some people don't have that.
He's all right.
You know, other than like learning like, you know, basic rules of football, mm-hmm. that is things I have issues with. But no, I think it was really good.
You're going to keep playing?
Yeah.
All right. A lot more Heidi in the future. Yeah.
Her boyfriend also joined the league this session, too, in Breakfast Club as well. They both do Breakfast Club.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah. He loves it.
But he's not on another team yet?
He's on Becca's team.
No shit.
He's
doing some winning in
Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Not like an actual like division team.
Got it. Noted. Well, welcome. I know, again, that this was just, you're just thrown into the wolves last second. We're blaming her, and it's fine. But a lot of football happened, or at least so I was told it happened. Let's talk about it. Jenna, why don't you read me the 9 o'clock scores?
Okay. So we have Steph Infection, 41, against the Ash Slinging Slashers, 12.
Such a pain in the ass.
It's so hard to say. BDSM, 37, against the Homosexuals, 13, and the Vagenas, 30, against Little Dubs, 21.
Beautiful. All right, well, what team do you play for?
I play for the Little Dubs.
Okay. Tell me about the game from your perspective.
From my perspective, it was a little tricky because we were short.
I feel like most people are going to be short this week.
Yeah, it was Memorial Day weekend. So, but I think we played well. I think it was just, you know, I don't know. I don't even remember yesterday.
Janet, take over.
Okay. So, they did start out short. I think you guys were fine once Raw Dog showed up, though. I think he was the only person you guys were down. The game started out really well, at least for us. Like, we were up, like, 20-some points to nothing at halftime. We stopped everything they tried to get. I mean, we were scoring every drive. It honestly went really well. We had a lot of subs, too. We had Buddy Lee as a quarterback, and then we had Addison, Zumigala, and Ron Weber as subs.
Nice.
So we had a lot of people, you know, kind of filling in our gaps as well. And then the second half, they just scored on almost every single drive. It honestly did come down to like the last play of the game where we, you know, held it down and won, but it did get very close.
All right. Andy, you don't play in Breakfast Club, right?
I do not. I wish I would have, though.
Well, just do it next time.
I will.
We'll do it in the fall. Fine. Beautiful. See you then.
Okay.
We'll talk about them. All right, cool. Shout out to Steph Infection, still winning. Steph's team has just always been good. We got to stop her. Like, we really do. And Becca's team, taking another win. They're also playing really, really well. Arguably the two best teams in Breakfast Club right now. Willow, which means nothing. It means they're both losing the first round of playoffs because that's just how it worked.
Yep. Except for Stephanie because she's, like, a double champion right now.
She's a double champion. She's going for the old triple champion, and then we'll never let her play in the league again.
Exactly.
Seriously.
So this is the last week of regular season for Breakfast Club, right? I know the playoffs start one week before the regular playoffs. Why am I asking you? I don't know this, right?
Why are you asking anybody? I ask you.
You're right. Fair enough. I'll answer my own question. The playoffs start on June 10th for Breakfast Club. I think I got that right.
You did. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Good for you. All right, let's move on to 10 o'clock. Talk about some real games.
All right, we have the Sticky Bandits, 38, against Tight Ends in Motion, 12. The Untouchables, 41, against No Punt Intended, 17. Buffalo Vice, 53, against Puckett All-Stars, 46. Goat Sack, 39, against Tater Tots, 38.
All right. Andy, 39-38, big win for Goat Sack.
Yeah, it was.
Tell me about the game, man. What happened?
It was an awesome game. So, the Tater Tots, their QB is freaking good. I don't know who he is, but he's got a cannon.
Derek Pugh. Strong arm, yeah.
Like, he's
super nice guy.
Is that
nice
guy?
His foot, he's throwing it like a laser 60 yards.
Yep, yes.
Man, did I feel an
was
adequate.
Was he just a sub? He can't stay on that.
No, that's the
I don't know. Our defense was awesome. They came up with a big stop at the end. Our girls were great again. Tiffany and our team, I don't know if you know her, but introduce yourself. She'll say, hi, my name's Tiff. She's awesome. That's what she says to everybody when she meets him. But she had a great touchdown that kind of won us the game. It was a nice no-look, really, on her part.
Nice.
No look on her part, but I threw it before she turned and just had faith in her, and she never lets me down. So that was awesome.
So when you said it came down to the end, did you guys have to stop that?
We had to stop him at the end. So we stopped them with like a minute 59, I think, the 10 or so.
Okay.
They were almost going to score, and they didn't. So we're cool, we got the ball back, 59, we're going to win. What clock stopped with 2 minute warning. First pass to drop, then I probably almost threw two interceptions. Then it's like, oh, we should probably punt. And we punted, and there was still like 30 seconds left for that.
Uh-oh.
And their QB, obviously, I just said, has a hell of an arm. So, excuse me, it's a lot harder for me to go the entire field in 30 seconds versus that guy. Damn robot cannon arm.
That's terrible.
So, like, they came right down to the end, and I think they probably I'm like 10 again in my defense, our defense. Held on and won us the game.
That's a really exciting 1-point win.
That's awesome.
That is really cool. Congrats on that win. We'll talk about the other one in a second.
All right.
Jeffrey, Sticky Man is 38, tight ends in motion 12. Tight ends done? They're just not in the upper echelon.
No, I mean, the story with tight ends is still the same, you know, 6 weeks into the season as it was in the beginning. They still have a ridiculously talented roster. Mm-hmm. They've got Andy, who's quarterbacking for the first time. We expect quarterbacks to, like, immediately be great at this, you know, 6 games into a season.
Fair.
And there's a huge learning curve for this stuff. Andy's still probably the most, like, talented athlete that's playing quarterback right now. The guy's insane. But, you know, at this point, we're just kind of, I don't know, a more mature offense. You know, we played with each other a lot longer. You know, Mike Thomas knows all of us better than Andy knows his receivers.
That's fair. You guys feel good about everything?
We feel great about everything.
Are you trying
right
to keep them, like, not overconfident?
No, I don't think that's an issue. Like, we're not – so there's certain teams that, you know, you'll see they'll win games and they start feeling like they're invincible.
Yep.
And that's just not us. Like, I think we approach every week, like, look, there isn't a team in D1 that couldn't beat us.
Okay.
There isn't a team in D1 that couldn't beat us.
That's the right attitude.
But, I mean, the game against tight ends was – we had about, like, 2 great minutes in that game that just kind of, like, separated us from them.
Okay.
It was early. I think it was – you know, each team had scored once. And then in the span of, like, it felt like a minute. It must have been more. But we had a touchdown. Then we intercepted their first pass, scored a girl touchdown, and then got a safety on the next play. So in the span of, like, 4 or 5 plays, like, we took, you know, a 3-score lead there. So that certainly helped.
All right.
Well, Brandy, by the way, I got to say this. Brandy Clark was incredible. She had 2 picks for us
throughout
the day, and we basically just put her on Katie Salisbury and said cover her.
So Katie finally showed up?
Katie finally showed up. She had a bye week from her tackle football league.
I was going to say, this is her first time this season,
This is her first time playing for tight ends. She's done Breakfast Club, I believe.
Okay.
So she showed up, she played, but we gave Brandy the hardest assignment possible, just cover Katie all day. And
she did.
She did a phenomenal job. So
that's
Brandy
awesome.
Was our MVP. She was incredible.
Shout out, Brandy. All right, Untouchables 41, no pun intended, 17. Big game by the Untouchables. This is kind of the top 2 teams in the division in D2, and Burr and the Untouchables kind of ran away with it. You told me Matt Helm had a lot of pick sixes?
Yeah, I talked to Travis. I'm not going to get all the details right, but he said it was pretty close right before halftime, and he had just like a disastrous couple minutes where he threw like, it's not even a pick six. All of his interceptions were like in the end zone, like full field returns that were like lateral to girls. So he had like a couple of these right before halftime that took a close game and turned it into, you know, just not that at all.
It's funny because I remember this just jogged my memory because Mel messaged me at 5:01 on Saturday because I got a few messages right after football when I was in Vegas from people saying, hey, I know you're going to need these things for the podcast, so here you go. So she said Matt had 3 picks, 1 pick 8 where he pitched it back to Melanie. He goes, then he got greedy and said he was taking the other 2 for himself. Ryan had a couple great plays. Defensively, we were untouchable. Get it? Boo.
You can do better than that, Mel. That's a bad joke.
Somebody remember to make Mel
mediocre
your loser.
Joke.
Mel, make somebody, make her your loser of the week, please. Megan Joel had some great rushes. Travis had a tough go for the kid. Burr was throwing dimes at everybody. So it just sounds like the Untouchables are playing their best football right now,
yeah,
which undoubtedly means they're not going to do it in the playoffs because that's just how it works right now.
Hasn't Burr said that this is like his last season?
He did, except for the part where he was going to be
he was going to take over for Mike Thomas and quarterback my team. Yeah. Other than that, though, I think he said it's his last season.
He says that, but a lot of people say that he doesn't mean it. But he also knows that if they win D2, they can't move up.
Right.
Like, they're just screwed then because Mel will play with the Legends and then
who knows? Think so?
That's what he said.
I mean, Mel at one point chose Untouchables over Scared Hitless.
That's true.
But I guess you chose Legends over Scared Hitless, so we don't know yet.
This is where Lenny would draw a chart.
I know.
Like a diagram
you,
of
Lenny.
Some sort. All right, that's cool. And then Buffalo Vice 53, Puckett All-Stars 46. Vice shutting down Puckett. Well, I guess you can't say they were shut down because they still scored 46 points. But, Jenny, you ref this game, so you obviously remember every detail about it, so why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I definitely don't remember every single detail. But it was a very back-and-forth game. Honestly, both teams scored every drive, or they would stop each other each drive. Like, it was
that is how football works,
it was super consistent. Like, they were super, super consistent. It was very close all game. Probably the most penalties I think I've ever called a game.
But so like, you're saying refereeing screwed over a team?
Definitely not, no.
Okay.
But honestly, let's see, Puckett All-Stars definitely did have a chance to score at the end. They were right in front of the end zone. It was six down, and they were offside. So they really did have a chance to get
it back.
They
were scrambling to get the snap off. Somebody
was
offside by a while.
Yeah, there was like 1 second left in the game. Like, it was literally the last 2 minutes of the game took about like 10 minutes with timeouts and everything. It really came down to like the very last play of the game.
But shout out to Vice. They must have just been on fire for everything. Did Caitlin play? And I know she's just tremendous, too.
They did play extremely well.
So, shout out to Vice. I mean, that's awesome. I don't think that was really, like, an expected victory. So, that's pretty neat. Okay, well, there's just a loud banging in the background.
Don't worry
about
that. Pay no attention.
The ghost. Anyway, let's move on to 11 o'clock.
All right, we have the Sticky Bandits 40 against Frodo Swaggins 25, Passing Wall Intoxicated 29 against Cobblestone 28, Goat Sack 31 against TMA 21, Southside 43 against Grass Eater 16.
Another hour, but the same result. Goat Sack 31, TMA 21.
Andy, we're on a win streak.
Yeah, you got a hell of a streak. Three in a row, right?
Three makes it a win streak, doesn't it?
I thought, don't you have three in a row? Weren't you 0-4 and then you won?
No.
My bad.
A loss in between there.
I'm sorry.
We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, we're not going to. We're talking about this win. Let's go.
Yeah. Another good win. So, defense again saved us. They got us out to a good start early. I don't know if they had a pick or just a turnover on downs, but we got up by like a score too early. And as we are known to do, or I'm known to do, I didn't really keep the pedal down, and they definitely got back into it. But defense held them out at the end. You know, another 10-point game, so one score. But got to shout out Jess on our team. Okay. She took a nice like 6-yard pass from the 5 all the way down to like the 1-foot line,
nice.
Which is pretty darn impressive. And that was the day after her birthday too, so she was probably kind of hungover.
Probably.
And she didn't throw up after, so that's awesome.
Oh, that's huge.
But yeah, team was awesome as usual.
That's great. TMA, things are not going well for them. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. Passing Wall Intoxicated 29, Cobblestone 28. A close game. There was a little fireworks in there you were mentioning earlier?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess there was some like back and forth between Warren and the refs. Just, you know, he was, I guess, chirping the other team the whole game, and I guess it got a little out of hand at the end. Don't know exactly how that resolved itself, but I did talk to Daryl after the game, and he said it came down to like a 2-point conversion attempt for Cobblestone at the end, and they just couldn't convert it.
Yeah. At least they went for the win. I love when people do that. That's just the way to go, right?
Yeah.
Southside 43, Grass Eater 16. Not much to really say there because Southside is pretty good, and Grass Eaters, they don't have the quarterback right now, so they're like, I mean, they're kind of a team that depends on him being there, so it's kind of a wrap for that. Sticky Bandits 40, Frodo Swaggins 25. Easy peasy?
So again, we had a ridiculously strong start. I think we scored the first two touchdowns and then got another safety. So, and we can't really take credit for the safety. The safety was literally just Garrett's snapper, and I don't remember which guy it was. Just snapped the ball way over Garrett's head and into the end zone, which you don't see that very often. Terrible snap.
Garrett, not exactly the smallest of humans either.
No,
so
exactly.
That'd be a hell of a bad snap.
Yeah, and I think the guy even made a comment afterwards about how he was expecting like Garrett to do a better job receiving the snap or something. It's crazy. But, I mean, we were like 2 minutes into the game, and we had, you know, like a 2.5 score lead already, so that helped. But, I mean, it was a game after that. Garrett's really like a creative quarterback. He does a lot of like interesting
creative
things.
A funny way of saying it.
No. I listen, and I mean that is like the greatest of compliments. Like, he had one play in particular that was like a fake pitch that, you know, he pulled all of us kind of out of position, and then like he tried to. The play didn't end up working out because I think we accidentally covered it really well. But just kind of watching it unfold, I was like, okay, I see what they're going for. They've got some creative ideas, so I think they could be, you know, give them a couple sessions in D1. And we'll see what they can do. But
nice.
As it is, it was our 10th win in a row.
Ooh,
tied a team record there. I was telling Joe that right before our podcast.
He's very proud of it.
I am very proud of it.
You should be, though.
I am. Yeah, look, it's hard to win games.
I do have a question. So, Andy, you've quarterbacked for 100 years now, something like that, right?
101.
Okay, cool. My bad. So, you hear something like a pitch going far over somebody's head for a safety. I do have a question. Do you prefer for it to be pitched to you, or do you want to kind of like take it?
We didn't get into this, but my middle name is Safety, so I would always prefer to just take it right from the center.
Yeah.
And there's a reason I don't play receiver. Like, I'm going to drop the ball. So when I don't want to catch it from him, just give me the ball.
That makes the most sense. Yeah. I love it. What about you? You've quarterbacked before.
Well, I've quarterbacked very briefly.
It doesn't
before.
Matter, but you've done it to the point where, like, do you have a preference?
Yeah, I like to take. I would be embarrassed to drop the snap. Right. I know that everyone would point and laugh at me, so I want to just, like, come up and take it right out of someone's hand.
Yeah.
I might still drop that, too.
That's pretty much how I would do that, too. I feel like you have more time if you take it yourself too, instead of like waiting for the pitch. So like by the time you get it and get like the ball set in your hand, it's already like 2-1,000, which here is, you know, you have 0.3 seconds left before somebody's running in at you. So
And I feel like that's like time you're taking your eyes off the field as well, because you have to pay attention to actually catching the ball rather than looking at where your people are running, and it's you know.
Historically, they should be running the route you told them, but usually they're not. So that's also a big problem too. So
I feel like I should maybe take a pitch though, because like I don't drop back or run or move anything. So not standing directly next to the line while throwing the ball would probably be a good idea.
You know, you're supposed to say, well, I guess in your case you'd say goat sack and then take just 2 steps.
Yeah, I don't really do that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess not having proper mechanics doesn't help me, but I mean, if I knew how to quarterback better, maybe taking it would be a good idea. But since I don't, I should probably like stand 5 steps back and just get a pitch. And
Andy starts taking 2 steps back. Kotzek becomes this offensive juggernaut, straight to the center, straight.
Love to see it.
Look out, we're coming back.
The 2-step drop. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're not. That's so funny. Screw it. Let's go to noon. Come on.
All right. Frodo Swaggins 41 against Scared Hitless 24, Vaspian 30 against Can't Touch This 28,
okay.
Come From Behind 47 against TMA 14, Balls Deep 64 against Back That Pass Up 45.
Well, like you said, Garrett is interesting, and some of his crazy play calls worked out here. Frodo beating Scared Hitless, who Scared Hitless got their first win last week, I believe. So,
yep.
Now Frodo gets the win against Scared Hitless, so that puts Scared Hitless back in the bottom, because they're all just kind of like flip-flopping at the bottom of D1, but seems like a good game. But a better game is Vaspian getting their first win of the season, 30-28 over Can't Touch This, who
did it without Drew, too.
Really?
Yeah, Drew was he had a thumb injury, so he missed last week.
They don't need him. That's just what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I think I had read when I was in Vegas that like Vaspian's lost, but they've only lost by like 1 or 2 points for the game. So even though they were 0-4-1, their losses were...
Yeah.
Except for the... This isn't to be like gloaty, but except for the game that we beat them by a couple touchdowns, they lost everything else by like a point or two. So it was just bound for them to get a win at some point. So another last place team in their division gets another victory. Which
and Can't Touch This have been good lately. Right. I mean, they've been
saying games, so like, that's a big win for them. That's pretty awesome to see. Come From Behind, just beating up on TMA. I don't know what's wrong with TMA.
They didn't have their quarterback this week. I know
Ryan there? Well,
no.
Who's throwing for them?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea what his name was, but I know it wasn't their normal quarterback.
So
I only saw the game for maybe like 5-10 minutes.
Not fair enough. No, it wasn't much to see, apparently. What are you going to do? There was a lot to see, though. Balls Deep 64, Back That Pass Up 45. I guess you just add a couple people from Spinelli's and you can just score in the 60s. Shout out to Balls Deep for a team. Did nobody play defense in this one? Like, I have no idea what happened here, but that's pretty exciting. Back That Pass Up scored 45 points, which... They might have doubled their offensive output for the season that week. I don't know, because they've been scoring like the 20-16 range pretty consistently. That's crazy. That was a fun game.
It's tough to lose when you put up 45, but to lose by almost 20 points is kind of remarkable.
Yeah, I guess it's a certain kind of talent I didn't realize people could have out there. That's crazy. So whatever. But either way, shout out to Jeff May and them. They're figuring out their offense at least. Now it's just let's work on the defense, I guess, guys. Let's move on to 1 o'clock.
All right, we have the Legends 36 against Eyes Downtown 30, Gucci 34 against Not So Sticky 0, Long Balls 38 against ILF 30, Two Tutties 24 against Blitzkrieg 20.
Gucci 34, Not So Sticky 0. Heidi, what did you do wrong?
You know, I can't carry this whole team.
She's doing her best.
She's trying.
She's trying.
I show up. You know, I can't control who does and who
she
doesn't.
She shows up. She drinks her Huggy.
Yeah.
I love it. So what happened in the game that you guys got demolished? Come on. There's three of you here that can explain
well,
it to me. Throw Rags under the bus, yes.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to throw him under the bus, but he was definitely not having his best game. He threw a couple picks, and I think once he got to maybe, like, the second pick, he was in his head a little bit. In my opinion, like, he was definitely bumming himself out more than the team was bumming him out.
How dare you disrespect Rags like that?
Well, he didn't show up for a Breakfast Club game that
he did.
That's true.
He
was a sub for my Breakfast Club team and literally didn't show up. So, but he definitely got in his head. Like, after, like, the second pick, he was super disappointed in himself, or so it seemed, as to where, like, we're all, like, a fun team. Like, that stuff doesn't bother us, you know?
Right.
But he was definitely taking it personal. So.
And then as far as what Gucci did, I mean, Kelly's a very smart quarterback.
Yep.
And they've got these guys in the team. Two of them are, you know, just very tall guys, and another one who's just very fast and just really like physical is the wrong word because that like implies he was like pushing people around, but like he would just like dive into like a pile and come down with the ball. Like
right.
They just have great athletes, and you know, Kelly would put the ball in the right place and they would always just like, you know, they could be in triple coverage and they'd find a way to snatch it out. So the receivers did an awesome job, and you know, Kelly did everything she needed to. So their offense was cruising the whole day.
Yeah, they're running D5. They're playing a lot better than they were their first call.
They are.
That's for sure. It's awesome. They are going to be a tough out. And right now, you're kind of set up to play them again. Yeah, you're kind of set up to play them in the first round.
That could be the 1 seed, 8 seed matchup right there. So we'll see.
Do you want to be the 8 seed at this point, just so you can pull the upset?
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I feel like
you're pulling all the stops.
You're gonna do this on purpose.
No,
you guys are gonna do this on purpose.
Never mind. I get it now.
All right, that's cool. Long balls 38, ILF 30. Did Andrew tell you anything about how terrible he is? Or
no, actually, I didn't get any notes from Andrew this week.
Well, because Becca was supposed to be here to do her job, and yet again,
she's
here,
a piece of shit.
Down.
Right.
Yep, piece of shit, Becca. That's what they call her. Whatever. Legends 36, Eyes Downtown 30. You know anything about this one? Nobody?
Didn't no. It sounded that. Like it was close just based on like both teams kind of cheering throughout the game, but I didn't really watch any of it.
Oh, you guys were all playing.
We were playing in the field next to
it. I wasn't
yeah.
even there, so not much as we could do about it. Two Tutties, 24, Blitzkrieg, 20. Big one for the Tutties. I know that Corey definitely texted me something about the game, so let me see if I can pull it up really quickly because I should have been on target here. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, let's see. It was a rough week for us player-wise. Our top two guys and top girl were out. It was a tight first half where we had a couple of girl touchdowns that put us ahead. Shout out to Molly and Kara. Might be Kara. Not sure. We ended up being up one at the end of the half. Defense stood tall at the second half, not giving up a point. Blitz's only points were off a pick six in the half. MVP from the team was Tim Arnold. He had two picks and the catch of the year for our team on the sidelines. Also, I wanted to shout out whoever the fast dude is on Blitzkrieg. He tore us up today. Had two long balls on me that basically he ripped out of my hands, which is pretty crazy. He also got elbowed by somebody in the hip, and then he showed me the bruise because it kind of looks like a football.
Oh, shit. That looks exactly like a football.
So
I wish we could post that on our Instagram.
That's Cody's bruise that he showed me today.
Oh,
that is definitely a football.
So elbow bruises look like that, and that's really exciting. As there's a car alarm going off in the background. Spectacular. I hope it's mine. So shout out to the Tutties, another win. They're playing really well. That should be fun. I think we're playing them for Pit Parade this week, so I'm looking forward to playing some of my friends there. Let's just move on to 2:00.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course you can. Please do.
Is it weird for someone to say, like, our top two guys and top girl wasn't there? Like, I don't really want to talk like
is
that.
Is it, like, disrespectful
team.
To
yeah,
the other
like,
ones?
Is it?
I don't know. I think it depends. Sometimes you know. Like, sometimes you have a team where you just know.
Nice guy, Andy. I love it.
Yeah.
That's how we need to hear.
All right. You don't have... It depends on who... It depends on the makeup of your team. Like you, the way you gush about your team and you're all friends, you've been doing it forever, like that's super cool.
I really like that.
Some people are friends like that, where other people are just like, we know that these are our two top players and we didn't have them. So it's a quick way to like say, let me make an excuse ahead of time.
Yeah.
But they want to
that's really true.
Oh, we're missing our best players, so we lost this time.
Which, by the way, not so sticky when we lost 34-0. We were missing our best player, Zach. So there you go.
There we go.
I'm sure he would have accounted for 35 points.
Obviously. So that is a good question. So again, it just depends on what your makeup is. Are you having fun with friends and having a good time, or are you super crazy trying to win all the time? That's usually how it goes. Although Corey's not really that way either, but I don't really care. I'm not contradicting myself anymore. Now let's go to 2:00.
So at 2:00, we have Eyes Downtown 29 against Scared Hitless 26. Let's Get Wrecked 50 against Degeneration Sexy 40. Cunning Stunts 21 against the Creekers 0, which was a forfeit game. The Baddies 60 against Travis Henry's Kids 32.
All right, Cunning Stunts 21, Creekers 0. It was a forfeit. I guess the Creekers just decided midday that, hey, fuck it, we're not making the drive from Silver Creek. Good for them. They probably would have lost by a lot more anyway. Eyes Downtown 29, getting by Scared Hitless 26. Scared Hitless played a pretty good game this time around.
I actually felt kind of shitty. I was talking to Travis at the bar, and he was like, yeah, I heard that Eyes Downtown lost to Scared Hitless. And I thought, oh, I mean, that's great. That's an awesome win for Scared Hitless.
Right.
So I saw Corey walking around the fields, and I was like, hey, man, big win today. Good job. And he was like, we lost.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I felt like a dick.
Way to go, Travis.
Thanks for the bad intel.
I love it. That's hilarious. Let's Get Wrecked 50, Degeneration Sexy 40. That's quite the barn burner.
Yeah, Alex said that Let's Get Wrecked. I think he said they got stopped just once in the game, and the rest of it they were kind of moving the ball.
They're such a ridiculous team right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they really
I feel
are.
Like sometimes they just throw, like they'll just put up, like I said, 50 points.
Yeah.
Other times it's like, oh, they struggle to get to
12.
Like 12.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly, yeah.
And I guess it depends on how many breakfast sandwiches Ricky's eating.
Or if he has
sleeves or whatever
yeah,
the
that's
hell
true.
He's got going on. So that's pretty funny. The Baddies 60, putting up scores like they used to when they were better known as Maddie's Angels. And Travis Henry's Kids only 32. Jenna, you were part of this burn burner. What happened?
Yeah, I was. I'm going to piggyback off of what Jeff Kroll said earlier with Garrett just being a creative quarterback because he just ripped apart our defense, honestly.
Yeah.
He picked on any weak spot he could find. And not to mention, like, the girls that play on Baddies are just phenomenal. Like, they're all phenomenal girls. So, you know, they're hard to cover. Emily Curry made some phenomenal plays. Like, and, you know, every touchdown's a gender. So, it's, you know, points, it's hard to keep up, you know, when you, you know, get guy touchdowns as opposed to girls and they get all their conversions. So they just honestly ripped us apart. So really, and then kind of towards the end, I wanted, like, Garrett definitely got a little greedy. They were up like 40 points already, and he was just great, like running plays down the field, like unnecessarily. So it was.
No, it sounds like Garrett 100%. Yeah. Is. Usually that's where he screws them up and then their team comes back. But
yeah.
It was only a matter of time before Garrett and the girls got on the same page. It's going to make for a very interesting playoffs, for sure. I think they just put up 60. They could probably make a hell of a run, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That's all it became. So, yeah, that's it for that.
I know John's arm was bothering him, too. He hurt his shoulder, like, playing softball or something like
John's
that.
Arm always, John's arm always bothers him.
Yeah.
Like, he loses.
So, whenever he loses, he starts doing the gripping of the elbow and all the bullshit he always does. I already know. Oh, we lost his taking notes over there. Softball. I was like, oh, shit.
I don't need excuses.
My excuse is that I am me. I love it.
Yeah.
But that's just I know the Langley moves when he's not playing well. It's fine. Was Pete there?
Pete was there, yeah.
So John was fine. He just wasn't.
Which honestly was a good advantage for us because Pete has height on all the girls.
Yes,
so
he does.
To throw something out.
There's one thing he has.
I think they had me quarterback a couple touchdowns towards like the end zone just to get him like to Pete.
Throw it high. Throw it as high as possible.
Honestly, one I actually didn't even throw high to him. I threw it like in front of him. He almost like kind of had to dive for it. But so we kind of tried to come back with points.
So you had more touchdown passes than John Langley?
I wouldn't say I had more. Well, I think I had maybe two.
So maybe
tied. I think I had two. What was the score?
But they only got
there.
Maybe two.
There were better ones, obviously. Well, that's exactly what it is. Yes. Yes. You
know. But it counts for more when I throw to Pete then, obviously.
So the headline is that you think you're better than John.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
That's not what I'm saying.
She wasn't holding her arm. Yeah, Jenna, you should have threw a bad pass and started gripping your shoulder. Oh, no. Oh, I hurt myself shaving. Like, whatever. 3 o'clock, just go.
We have the Mighty Drunks 31 against Sausage McMuffins 27.
All right.
Jabronis 21 against Itches and O's 0, which was a forfeit game as well. Cunning Stunts 52 against Travis Henry's Kids 40.
Jabronis 21, Itches and O's 0. I guess Steve just called you and said he can't play quarterback, so nobody's wanted to play.
Yeah, so Riley texted me and just said we don't have enough guys.
Well, so how did they get 21 points against
them? That's just what we marked.
That's all forfeits.
All forfeits are marked 21-0.
Got it.
No. Oh. When do we do the 99-0 forfeit thing?
So the 99-0, it's funny, this hasn't come into play yet, but there's a new rule in our rule book. If anybody deliberately forfeits a game at the end because they know it'll help them in the standings, right? Like, you do the math and you're like, look, as long as we don't lose by 30 points, like, we're fine, so we're just going to forfeit. If a team does something like that, we're going to call it a 99-0 win.
We don't really
just to screw with them.
Since we're in a spot where everybody's making the playoffs in the entire league, we're not going to have that come into play then, right?
Probably. I mean, look, I don't think it's really come up in the past. It was just sort of like, how do we proactively address teams doing that? Because I've never seen someone do this, but I've heard teams talk about it before. Like, look, you can figure out point differentials or like whatever the tiebreaker is and just say, like, look, a 21-0 loss guarantees us this. That's what
I
we want.
That.
So
that was me.
Did you do that?
21-0 is because of me, because it used to only be
7-0. It was 7-0, yeah.
And we were in a spot where with Bowl Club, as long as we didn't lose to Gryffindor by 20, we would have been able to finish. I don't remember what the hell it was. But the point is, I think it was a be in the playoffs or be in the not in the playoffs thing. And that was a week we were missing like half of our team, our top two guys and our top girl and our quarterback, that type of shit.
Oh, man, I feel bad for guys 3.
So it was a thing where I was like, I walked right up to Lenny at the time. I was like, you know, if I forfeit and we only lose 7-0, it actually helps us. And like, he agreed, and they couldn't. Obviously, it was one of those we can't change the rules in the middle thing. We didn't forfeit because I wasn't going to do that. And actually, that was one of the first times I played quarterback, and we were playing like D3. I beat Joey Batson Gryffindor anyway. I kept telling Joey to take the dive like it was wrestling, just like help us out. And he's like, "Yeah, we're not going to do that." Although he kind of wanted to, we played and we beat him anyway. It was fucking ridiculous. So that's why you should play and not forfeit, kids. Anything can happen. But that's why we bumped it up to 21-0, though, just to make it a little bit harder for that to work out. Let's see what else. Mighty Drunks 31, Sausage McMuffins 27. The dream is over.
Yeah, this is a winless team beating an undefeated team.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Another last place team beating the top team at that point.
Yep.
The Mighty Drunks got new jerseys. They apparently can't spell mighty, but that's A-okay.
Wait, is it really spelled wrong on their jerseys?
That's what
really
I've been told. I haven't seen it.
I think it's M-I-G-H-I-T-Y. Mighty. Mighty Drunks.
I guess it's better than M-I-G-H-T-I-E.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would have been great, too.
But whatever it was, the jerseys gave them some power. They beat the McMuffins, who, like I said, were 5-0 at the time. So, big win for them. Again, I don't know if the McMuffins are missing anybody. You know, Memorial Day happens, whatever. But that doesn't take away from the fact the Drunks are getting their first win in franchise history. So, shout out to them. And then last but not least, Cunning Sons 52, Travis Henry's Kids 40. Jen, another gender team, another same result, getting your throat stomped. John's arm still bothering him, I guess, even though he put up 40.
Honestly, I don't think John's arm was bothering him the second game.
Okay, so he healed.
Or
good.
Maybe he just didn't, like, verbalize it. I don't know. It definitely was a closer game. We definitely played better the second game than we did play the first game. But again, like, just keeping up points-wise was tough.
It's so
like,
hard. Yeah.
You know, I want to say almost all of our touchdowns were guy touchdowns, except I think I threw maybe one of them. I think I threw one, and then another one I threw, I think, actually was a pick, so that wasn't good. But other than that, like, point-wise, it was just really hard to keep up. Like, we were fairly close for a little bit, but, you know, they get eight and we get six. If we miss that conversion, it's tough
point,
to come back from. And we really didn't stop that much on anything, so.
It's hard. Again, like you said, you're playing a group of women who are tremendous at football, and
they have
Joey Betts as a quarterback. So yeah. I assume it's still him right
now. Yeah. Again, is going to pick apart our defense.
Exactly.
So, you know, he knows where our weak spots are. He knows what to go for, and...
And that's where you get the end result of 52-40. Plus, I think last year, Travis Henry's kids beat the Stunts in the playoffs, so there was a little bit of a revenge factor. So they didn't forget, apparently.
Like, he made, like, three passes to Renee, like, back-to-back-to-back, and we didn't cover them every single time, and he kept throwing it to Renee.
Yeah,
so
he'll keep
just,
doing things
until
you learn how to stop it.
But then as soon as we go to cover it, he'll switch it up and do something else. So it's just, you know, a way to bait us into doing something. And
exactly. That just is what it is. He had a bad day. What are you going to do? All right, so football seemed fun. I don't know, I didn't see any of it. I was too busy being in Vegas for work. This is where we get to go to winners and losers. So what we'll do is we're going to go around the table, and you're going to give a winner of the week, somebody up in your team or somebody that you know in the league that was doing awesome last week, and you just kind of give a winner. We'll all do that, and we're going to go by losers if there's anybody who you thought is deserving of being a loser. Even if you don't want to, you can just kind of like suck up and say like, oh, man, it was too hot, if you got to like bail on it. But and the problem you're going to have here is that I go to my left.
Okay.
So you're the first one.
Oh, that's awesome.
So who's your winner? Do your winner first. We'll do losers after.
Can I do winners?
You can do whatever you want,
okay.
Man.
I don't know their names, but I'm going to give two thumbs up to our refs this week.
Okay.
Didn't think they got every call, but they at least told me why they called what they did, and they put up with us kind of being drunk goat sacks, and were making jokes with us in 90-degree heat, so thumbs up for them. Appreciate it.
Drunk goat sacks. I love it. Hi, who's your big winner of the week?
My big winner of the week is Jenna.
Oh, no.
For
oh boy.
Introducing me to this league in the first place.
All
tricking
right,
me
good,
to come
one.
In on this podcast today. Helping me at work today because I don't know what I'm doing. And also being a great football player.
Aw,
thank you. Thank you.
Look at you. So you didn't even tell her a podcast was happening? You just
well, no,
told her
I
to
told,
come here?
I told her that the podcast was happening, but I wasn't sure how much like equipment you had or who was coming. So I was like, hey, come here, have a couple drinks. That was our plan. I'm not sure if you're going to be on it because I don't know like the arrangements.
Oh, no, there's no way we would have had her on this. Get out of here.
But, you know, we used to show up to Toppers, and there'd be like 10 people there, and not all 10
yeah,
people would be on the podcast.
Yeah, but
those
would be like bums we didn't care about, like
so
Travis.
I just like didn't want to say, oh, yeah, you're definitely going to be on this podcast when I didn't really know. I'm like, yeah, we'll just have drinks, have some food, hang out, you know.
Fair enough. Well, that was very,
I
was very
thank
nice
you
of
for
you.
Having me.
But I figured you wouldn't say no to her being on it anyway. So
no,
I
be all it could be is hilarious.
And she's new to the league, so she should be on the podcast,
correct.
You know?
You're right. Jenna, who's your winner of the week?
I'm going to do winners.
Winners.
And my winners are going to be Buddy Lee, Addison Sumigawa, and Ron Weber for subbing with us for Breakfast Club because these were all, like, Friday night last-minute subs. So really appreciate them, like, stepping up, like, very last minute to show up in the morning to play. I didn't even ask Ron. Travis did that for me super late on Friday. Nice. So really appreciate them all stepping up. They definitely played a huge part in us getting this win. So it was really great for us to have them helping us out.
Sounds like we're playing some music in the background now. Fantastic.
Good. Getting
we're
massive.
Almost, yeah, we're almost getting out of here, so it's fine. Jeff, who's your winner of the week?
I got a few. Cool. Mike Thomas, best quarterback in the league. We saw him very briefly, by the way, right before the
he
podcast.
He did. He showed up just to get spikes.
His first ever podcast appearance, we'll call it, just to get his cleats that he left here on Saturday. But Mike's playing awesome right now, and he's just a lot of fun to play with. So Mike's my first winner of the week. I'll take Mighty Drunks. They spelled their team name wrong, but, I mean, they still got their first win, and I think that's really cool. You know, Kenny is, I think, their captain, Kenny and Jill, and Kenny's just, he's a really cool guy. So it seems like they're kind of embracing the spirit of the league and hanging out and all that, so that's cool to see. And
sure.
Then I'll just take Garrett for a third. Won a couple games. Just a really fun guy to, you know, to hang out with on the field. Even when his team is, like, losing, like, he's still just, like,
always
such a cool guy. Always positive, just, like, a really funny guy. And he just puts up with so much stuff every week with all the ref scheduling and last-minute changes and all that stuff. So, always a winner to me.
Awesome. For my winners of the week, I mean, football related, like, shout out to some of the teams that have been losing in the beginning of the season and are now starting to get wins. You know, like we just talked, you just talked about the Mighty Drunks, who, like I said, they weren't winning. Vespian, they're getting their first win. That's pretty awesome. Balls Deep, they've won, but they just dropped 64 points, so that's, like, that's pretty cool. And then, since I was in Vegas, I'm gonna give a winner of the week to the girl who was running our cabana at the stadium swim on Monday. So what had happened was, we had off Memorial Day from working or anything, so we just got this cabana at Circa, the one casino there. It's just a massive pool with, like, this, just a phenomenally huge, like, it's like basically a scoreboard that they're showing the game on. So they showed the Vegas Golden Knights game, and, like, the mascot was there, the guy who wears the knight suit were there, like, the cheerleaders were there. So, and people, apparently they just go to this casino and sit by the pool in, like, their Vegas jerseys and stuff and watch the game there because it's just, like, an awesome atmosphere. Oh, yeah. They're just dipping their toes in the pool. They're not going in because they didn't really care about that because they're, you know, in the hockey jerseys and shit. But we got a cabana for it, whatever, and we got a bottle of Tito's or whatever. We're doing bottle service. And the bottle of Tito's is a regular bottle that we can get for, like, $40. It's $500. That's just, this is what they're charging. It's disgusting. And, we go through that one kind of quick because it was like a smaller bottle. The game was pretty awesome. The Celtics Heat game was on. So the girl asked Tom Hughes, who was kind of like running everything. She said, hey, do you want another bottle? And we kind of said we should probably grab another one at this point anyway. But she swindled it because she did not say what bottle she was talking about. So she comes back with a bigger bottle, which was now $1,000.
Oh my God.
Shout out to her. So Tom was like, no, that's not what I meant. Well, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter because he put in the order. He didn't ask the right questions. So that was kind of on him. So she swindled the shit out of him. She acted like she didn't mean it. She totally meant it. This definitely has to happen every time in the world. I think it's hilarious. It doesn't matter. We figured it all out. It wasn't that big of a deal. It was just, I just thought it was hilarious. So she gets to be winner of the week because she made herself like an extra $200 doing that. And now we're going to losers of the week.
This is where I don't want to go first.
I know.
I might steal someone's thunder here, but I'm just going to say, I don't even know her, but I'm going to say Mel because someone had to say her.
Okay.
Apparently. I don't know why, but she had to.
That's true, actually. That's really good.
I'm sure it's not forgotten. I'll put Mel's that week.
That's an awesome callback.
And anybody who likes ketchup on baked potatoes.
Andy, you're the best. Mel was because her team was untouchable, and they're the untouchables, and it was a really terrible joke, so that's why we had to do that. Great work,
that's
Andy.
That's really nice. I like bad jokes, I'm sorry.
I'm really glad you got Andy for this.
He was really fantastic. I knew he was the right guy.
Heidi, who's your loser of the week?
Football-wise, I don't think anybody.
It's fine. You're too nice for that, aren't you?
And I just don't know anybody well enough to roast. I know. On this podcast right now.
You know Jenna pretty well.
That makes it better.
You should take a shot at Jenna.
She ruined it with winner.
That's true.
Maybe next time. But maybe my loser of the week is 2 days ago, someone didn't let me in when I was trying to merge on 90. So.
Oh, no. Did you get an accident?
No accident. They just inconvenienced me and pissed me off.
Did you use a lot of swear words?
What?
Did you use a lot of swear words?
Yes.
Which ones?
Yeah, which ones?
All of them. I mean, you know.
Well,
you
know,
you want me to really say them?
Yeah. I don't fucking care. We swear here. We're not exactly, like, watched by anybody, if you're right.
But yeah, that guy.
No, fuck that guy. I get it. It's totally fine. Jenna, what you got?
I really don't have, like, a set loser of the week. I mean, I've really been trying to kind of think about this the entire podcast.
To see people
and
who forfeit.
And the only person who's, well, yeah, obviously the people who forfeit.
No, that's not
yours. The only person who's honestly really popping up into my head is Joey Batts for his horrible roughing during our Travis Henry's kids game versus the Baddies. And to the point where he actually, like, apologized. So you got to know it's bad at that point.
Because he wasn't paying attention that much.
Yeah. And it was, like, you know, a touchdown call for us. So obviously we're getting, you know, our asses kicked pretty much. So those touchdowns kind of matter. And for both refs to not see a play on the back line or anything like that kind of sucks for us when we're trying to keep up on points. So, you know, it's tough. But that's going to be my loser.
All right. Jeff, pretend I didn't say anything earlier. Who's your loser?
No, I was always going to go with the forfeiters, but one forfeiter in particular. I mean, so we had Itches and Nose and Creakers. Yeah, Itches and Nose at least gave us the advance notice, which if you forfeit far enough in advance, you know, at least we don't have to pay the refs for that.
Yeah, and the other team doesn't show up thinking they're going to play.
Exactly. I mean, in this case, fortunately, cunning stunts are people that we're probably already
here
going
anyway.
To be at football anyway. But if this is a team where everybody just shows up thinking like, hey, I'm going to have a game, and then you no-show at the last second because you just kind of decide
at the last second?
Well, it was probably like an hour or so beforehand.
That's
but
bullshit.
Like, it's not enough time to communicate to the other teams. They're driving in just for football.
And they're coming from, like we said, like Silver Creek, so they know way ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they knew. They just waited the whole time. That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Missy puts a lot into that team, so it's just disappointing to see her not get a chance to play.
Fair enough.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen this week because I'm subbing for them at 3 on Saturday, so I'm really hoping they actually show up this Saturday too. So
good luck with that.
That way I'm not missing out on reffing or something.
All right. So then my loser of the week, I had to think of this while we were talking about it, so I think I have the perfect one. I think it's Travis. Travis decided...
I thought
about
that too.
What'd you say?
I thought about that too, maybe for different reasons.
I went with Travis. Throwing 3 pick sixes, including one being a pick 8, is not great. Obviously getting into a skirmish with the referee is not great. And he lied to Jeff Cole about a score and made him look like an idiot.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's true.
That's huge. I don't like to feel dumb.
So because you made Jeff Cole look dumb, you get to be my loser of the week because I don't really have anything else.
Yeah.
All right. This is the last part, final thoughts. So whatever you guys want to do, this is your final thought about the league, it could be anything about your life, it doesn't matter. This is your time, you can say whatever you want. Most people just thank us for how great we are, but we don't want that. So you get an extra second, you don't. Andy, you're up.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here.
Everybody have a good week this week. Stay safe. I won't be here. I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to see the Savannah Bananas.
Yes, of course.
I got a shirt somewhere, yeah. They're very cool.
It's amazing. I love that so much. That is. I wish we ended on that. All right, cool. Heidi.
That's awesome.
Your turn.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Everybody stay hydrated.
That is actually important.
Really, though, stay hydrated. It's like 90 degrees out. And, that's it. That's all I have.
Beautiful. Good enough. Jenna, give me a real one.
All right. final thoughts for this week. Honestly, I'm having a blast in Breakfast Club. I think we have a phenomenal team.
Our team's pretty
good.
We
all mesh really well. We have a really good time, and I think that's important is that, you know, it's fun. It was a very hot week. It's going to be a hot week this week as well. We have, 4 weeks left of football? We're done? 4? 3?
Yeah. 3 of regular season and then 2 playoffs.
Yep. Yeah, so 4 weeks of football left, so it's kind of getting close to the end.
That's fast.
I hope everyone's enjoying themselves and continues to have a good time.
Perfect.
What you got, just a few quick final thoughts for me. Heidi, congrats on your half marathon.
It's awesome.
Thank under you. 2 hours, I believe. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but
thank
pretty
you
badass.
So much.
It's way better than I can do.
I think it was yesterday or the day before was Al Adigo's birthday from the Wanderers.
Yeah.
I forgot to text you, Al. I'm sorry. So I'll say it on the air. Happy birthday, buddy. Buy you a round of shots on Saturday if you're here.
He's one of the good ones. I love that dude.
He is one of the good ones. I mean, he's a phenomenal guy. And that's basically it, having an awesome football season. And I know I owe people more information on stuff like the wine tournament. It is coming. I'm sorry that I haven't communicated more of that yet. But
leave him alone.
Yeah.
All right, he's done enough. It's my fault I've been gone for 2 weeks, which I guess is my final thought. I think this is the first time in 100 years that a football season's gone on and I've missed more than 1 week in a row. Like, I usually typically don't miss any weeks. But to not play 2 weeks during the regular season is weird for me. I mean, whatever, life happens. I had to work, whatever. I didn't have any games last week because... somebody, we won't say who, screwed up the bye weeks. It's fine. Request happened.
Probably Jenna, I don't know.
Obviously. It was Topper.
Topper, definitely Topper.
Jokes aside, I mean, when you only have, like, Breakfast Club 1 week, and you're not going to play the rest of the time, but then you get offered to go to Vegas for work, you kind of just go with the Vegas thing. It was definitely the right call. So, for me, it's June. I've missed football for 2 weeks, so technically I haven't played in 3 by the time I get there. I've missed it, for sure. It's just... everybody always misses football. For some reason, it just seems to feel more important to me. I don't know why. Probably because I come here on a Wednesday and do this every week or whatever it is. So I've missed a lot of my friends. I miss a lot of the fun. I can't wait to be there. I'll do my best to stay hydrated. Thank you so much. Guys, this was great. I appreciate you doing it on pretty short notice. It was awesome. Andy, thank you so much. Good luck with GoTech. Heidi, welcome to the league.
Thanks
for being here.
Happy to be here.
Jenna, thanks for coming last minute.
Yeah,
you saved our ass. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
And you, thanks for everything you do.
You bet.
Guys, we will see you at the fields in just a couple days. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
In Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
So incredible.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun duck to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts. What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil? Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish. Yeah, these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
I'm sorry.